Good morning and welcome to the Thursday, September 6th edition of Byers & Company. City Hall Insider Paul Osborne with us for the full hour, and we'll introduce you to the second mayoral candidate in this race. It all starts right now.
Byers & Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We're back here on a Thursday. Good morning and welcome. You said 67 for the high on what day?
Saturday.
Really?
Yep.
All right. We're going to Arcola on Saturday. Well, actually, we have two hot 25 events. We have the Fido Scurry Saturday morning. We'll be out there bright and early, and then we're heading to Arcola for the Broom Festival. Do you know they have a hippie memorial in Arcola?
Yes, I did know.
It's like
that.
The weirdest place to have a hippie memorial, but it is there.
I have never been to the hippie memorial.
And it's the original home of Raggedy Ann and Andy.
That I do, too.
Did you know that? Mm-hmm. And a lot of Amish people, and brooms.
And brooms.
It's a broom festival. We'll be
Make
there.
Make sure you bring a jacket and an umbrella.
Okay. Well, it's going to be rainy and cold. Yeah. Best of both worlds. Good morning and welcome. We're back here on what is shaping up to be a fun day, because we're going to be out at Enterprise School at 10 a.m. with ADM, and they're going to be writing a large check for the 4-H program for District 61, which is a great pipeline for the Duane Andreas Ag Academy, getting those kids. They're going to have that working farm out at Enterprise, which is really going to be a cool deal, which is all part of the Duane Andreas Ag Academy and the Howard G. Buffett gift, which is pretty cool. They're going to be announcing that at 10 a.m. this morning, so make sure you stay tuned. But it's my great pleasure to welcome Paul Osborne in the studios in his normal Thursday slot. He's the City Hall Insider. We're going to get into all of the local races, and it's starting to shape up to be very interesting, Paul. A couple of weeks ago, or a week or so ago, I was up in Chicago out of town for business, and the mayor was on the show with Kevin, and she announced that she was officially, I'm not sure she had planned to announce, I don't know what happened, I didn't hear it, but she announced that she was officially running for re-election, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay, and then we wondered, and had a conversation out loud about, you know, what will that look like? What will the landscape look like? You know, will she be unopposed? Haven't heard from so-and-so, haven't heard from so-and-so. I got a call later that day from our next guest, who is Kara Demersian-Huss, and is here today to announce her bid for the Decatur mayor slot. This isn't something, I know I've talked with you about this for more than a couple of years,
oh,
right?
Yeah,
I mean,
definitely.
Off and on.
I mean, most people that know me know it's been something that's been brewing inside of me for quite a long time. For me, it's just, it's a really exciting day today, and for me, and hopefully for the community as well, to announce that I am officially running for Decatur mayor.
Okay, so you, yeah. This wasn't lightly that you entered this race.
No, no, and I, you know, I've phoned a friend, so I've done a lot of conversation and thinking and insights from people that I see as advisors and mentors, both from a time commitment standpoint as well as from a what can we really do inside of City Hall from an outsider looking in. And so there was a lot of great advice and a great mentorship that came to me during the last few months.
Well, and Paul, that sounds similar to what you did when you launched your campaign. You spent a lot of time talking to a lot of people.
Yeah, before I really ever declared, and I wanted to get input from a lot of people I knew. I talked to you. And
I remember that conversation. Yeah,
and called a lot of other people and to get their feelings.
Absolutely.
And a few weren't too positive because there were other candidates at that time thinking about running. But overall, I made up my mind based on living here and working here for so long and the fact that I did have some support. And it was a good idea.
All right. Well, let's introduce Kara properly. You're a 1988 MacArthur High School graduate.
Yeah.
Kara and I have known each other for 20-plus years.
Since 1993.
Is that what it was?
I think
wow.
So, yeah.
See,
Big Brother, Big Sister board.
We were on the board of Big Brothers, Big Sisters. That's exactly right. But you turned your company, DC Marketing, you know, from a startup. I remember when you started the company into a multi-million-dollar business. You have literally the former president, current board member of the Economic Development Corporation, current president of the Millikan Alumni Associates, vice president of the Community Foundation of Macon County. You're a member of the Decatur Parks Foundation board where we served together. You've also been a Girl Scout troop leader. You were the 2016 Girl Scout Diamond Honoree. I mean, you've been in and around this community for a long time.
Yes, both from a leadership role as well as just really rolling up my sleeves and getting in there and doing things. I'm very much a doer. I like to activate plans, but I really like to lead. And for me, that's what this is about, is bringing great leadership, not just spokesperson, but really leading our community, having a vision and guiding the city manager and helping corral varying interests and sourcing opportunities in a proactive manner for us so that we can activate a plan and move the city faster forward.
All right. Now, so this is really the question excited. Because you're going to have this is yeah. will be the first question. Yeah. You know, you're running against Mayor Moore Wolf.
Yes.
And, you know, so you're going to get the question, what do you think she's doing wrong? What do you think she's, you know, you'll do better? Right. Why are you choosing to run at this
yeah.
time?
Yeah. For me, again, it's about leadership and it's about activating. Whenever there's something in this community, and you know this very well, that needs to get done, I'm usually one of the first people that is called to help lead and activate a plan. And I really believe I truly can bring that differentiation to us and to our community.
All right. Now, you're a business owner,
yes.
You know, which is a little
yeah,
different take, right? Because, you know, politics is, you know, some business owners
it
don't
is.
Want to touch politics.
Yeah.
And I know
yeah.
Paul had to go through this as well, because you're going to have people that, you know, cancel subscriptions or
right.
advertising
right.
or whatever.
Right.
But you also have a unique perspective of what it takes to be a business owner in this town.
That's right. And I think, you know, when I did my phone a friend and made some calls to really, you know, get insights from others, I had one particular person that said to me, you know, Kara, because I asked, you know, what can I expect? Are there going to be times where I think I can get something done that maybe won't be achievable? How should I look at this from a leadership role? And, you know, they clearly said to me, Kara, you have a business, you're an entrepreneur, you're a real estate developer, and you're a marketer. And those are unique skills that you're bringing to the table that others just don't have. And those alone can really help drive us where we need to go.
All right. You were one of the, Paul will remember this as well, one of the original revitalization efforts in downtown. I mean,
yeah.
you literally
yeah.
anchored the development right across the street. That
yeah,
it's now owned by Hickory Point Bank.
It
but
is.
I mean, that was DeMurco Place. I remember
yeah.
walking through, you know, the early construction
right.
stages of that building and thinking, okay, what can downtown really be?
Right. And let me, that's a great, thanks for bringing that up, because really that is also what stems my passion and interest in doing this and the difference of what happened then versus what's happening now and really why I want to do this. Back then, I don't know if you remember this, but it was 1996. My father was going to build our corporate office out on 22nd Street. He had gone through meeting with the city at the time and looking at development plans and had worked with John Cobb and at the time Denny Lonis from Olive about coming in with us and doing this. Well, the city actually proactively sourced the opportunity, knew my dad was looking at that, and approached my dad and said, hey, can you stop? Can you stop what you're thinking about doing over on 22nd Street and help us with a revitalization effort of downtown? And so at that time, it just shows you how proactive and different the city looked at things. They looked at opportunities and had a vision of what they wanted to do, and then they went out and did it. And, you know, my dad went back to John Cobb and Denny Lonis and said, would you be interested in doing this with us? And they both said yes. And at that time, then very quickly, my dad said, I'm going to retire. And my brother Richard became president at that time. And my brother Richard, with that endeavor, then said, Kara, he turned to me, I no longer have time for the real estate component of our corporation. Here's file folders. There's a hole in the ground down there. We need you to take it over and help develop this. And that was really the impetus of me getting involved in this community and seeing what economic development was about and seeing how a city really can be progressive in what they are thinking and doing.
All right. The DeMurgin family, of course, owned and operated manufacturing businesses since the mid-1980s
yeah.
Here in Decatur. Manufacturing is having a
yeah.
resurgence in this country. I mean, there's
right.
numbers that
right.
that are looking like we haven't seen 30 years, 30
right.
plus years.
Yeah.
Are you excited about those possibilities with what we have to offer here in Decatur?
I really am. You know, that's also a unique skill set of mine is I am very active in our manufacturing company, so I can see things from a workforce development side of things. And I really believe that there are some exciting opportunities ahead of us in advanced manufacturing. And that goes not just in our business, but in food and ag. And the ability to really, with a lot of connections that I have across the region and through the business community and with the University of Illinois, I think we have some great opportunities to source ourselves as a gateway and innovation hub here.
All right, let's talk about that for a little bit. And Paul, feel free to jump in here. I feel like I've kind of cast you aside. You know, the economic development side of this, you've been a part of the Economic Development Corporation. You've been a part of launching and helping to brand the entire Limitless campaign. You've watched all of this stuff with the Inland Port and everything sort of come together. I know there are people that feel like we haven't done anything over the last number of years. I see tremendous building blocks. I think we're just scratching the surface of what we can be.
Yes.
But I think a lot of this foundation has been laid. Do you feel like the city has taken advantage of that?
I don't. I think a lot of the foundation is laid. And another big reason I want to get in and have a seat helping lead that initiative at the city level is because I do think we can activate more with the foundation that's been laid. I have been very involved in those. In fact, I think with the Midwest Inland Port, I was one of the first calls that Scott Fredrickson and Mark Schweitzer had back then, back when Craig Coyle was at the EDC, about helping get this launched, and remember sitting in those meetings. And then Larry transitioned in, and I conducted a large strategic planning session with ADM and really helped launch where that was going. And so I feel very strongly we at TCCI utilize that Midwest Inland Port, and so do several companies. But there's so much more that can be done there that we can capitalize on as a city.
Let's talk about, and then you add the Huss family to the resume, which, you know, by the way, the Husses literally got the money to start Scoville Zoo back in 1966. So you've got a great history. Paul, that's important, right? I mean, I think people respond to families that have been in the community for a long time and have you know, contributed so much over the years.
Well, yeah, and I think of the fact that you just didn't show up and run for mayor or something like that. You have a history in the city and a record in the city. I think that's important for a mayoral candidate or a city council candidate. What have you done before you decided to run for this office? And I think that is important, and people see that. And they know a lot about you from what you've done.
Yeah, and I do have to say my husband's family is very committed. In 1966, as you mentioned, they procured the seed money to start Scoville Zoo, which I think is a huge asset of ours in this community, as are the parks. And you know, the collaboration and connectivity between the city, the park district, and the school district are key in working together and moving things forward.
All right. So give me a specific example of what you would do, you know, if you win the election in the spring and you take office. We don't know who the city manager is going to be.
Correct.
Right now we have an interim city manager, and that search will unfold. You know, what would be some of a couple of actual things that you would want to implement immediately, you know, to activate your word? Moving forward, I mean, you know, maybe something we haven't seen, you know, from a mayor, what you would do.
Yeah, and I think for me, from a business perspective, when I get in there, the first thing I need to do is assess the situation. I can't just say I'm going to do this, but I can tell you some of the things that I do believe we need to really look at is our fund allocations, our efficiencies that we're using. I also think there's been a lot of talk about neighborhood revitalization, but we need to activate a plan there. We need to figure out how workforce development and the labor and possibly University of Illinois Extension can all work together to drive neighborhood revitalization in those areas. I think we need to map out where our key priorities are and have a vision that everybody's working towards and pushing that wheel together. I believe right now what's happening is there's just a lot of ideas floating out there, and there isn't a focused plan that's happening that we can start biting pieces off of that to move things forward.
All right. So what do you think should happen with the city manager? I mean, obviously, you know, Mr. Gleason left to go to Bloomington. I was a big fan of Tim's. I thought he was a good city manager. He had his detractors. We had this whole, you know, year-long, literally, I don't even know what to call it, but the Brad Sweeney police thing. But, I mean, it was a big distraction. I mean, I feel like a lot of stuff didn't get done because everyone was distracted with that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what, I mean, should we hire locals? Should we go out and find the biggest brain we can find? What should we do as far as the city manager is concerned?
Good question. First of all, I have a long-standing relationship with Billy. I've worked with him in the real estate development for a long time. I can tell you one thing. He is incredibly passionate and committed to this community, and that quality alone in a city manager is hard to find. But I will tell you, just from being on other boards and when we have succession planning needs and transitions of leaders out and others in that it is important to do your due diligence and search on that, both for the benefit of the current interim person, as well as to make sure we are sourcing what's best for the community. The job of the mayor and the city council is to make the best decision for our community. So, I think you've got to evaluate it from all levels. And
are you looking at the council race itself? Because Paul can testify to you what a distraction, a council can be to getting things done, because we are going to have this race could completely change the face of the entire council. I mean, you've got four votes up for grab, which is a majority.
Yes. Yeah, and I have been following it to an extent. I believe that there are current city council members that are not running and that are running. I've heard some rumblings of others that are thinking about running for city council. I don't know if they've officially done that, but that is an important thing. But being a mayor is also about you may have varying interests and an eclectic group, and we're a very diverse community ourselves, and part of the job of the mayor is to lead and corral the city council and work with our intergovernmental and guide our mayor. And
the distraction part to me is why we spend a lot of time on some of those local issues. I mean, I think if everyone was pulling in the same direction, big picture, we'd get there a lot quicker. Yeah. But there are council members that can take up an inordinate amount of time about for stuff that will never even happen because there aren't enough votes.
Well, too, and that kills enthusiasm for projects because it wears everybody out, other council members. So, I think a key part of the mayor's job is being able to show that vision for the city and rally the council, because it won't go anywhere.
No, or at least rally the four votes.
Right.
Yeah.
And I've watched city council, and I'm not sure that it's happening in the way that I believe it could and could happen that in that avenue. I also think from a city council, I would love to see somebody back in there that has an accounting background, that has a finance background. I think it's a skill set on the council that we're missing right now. And if we don't get one of those as a mayor, I would make sure I had an advisory group in there to assist on that front, because I think that is a really important part of the city council.
All right. Well, you've got your site set up, right?
It's set up.
HussForUs.com. Okay, that's easy to remember. That would be HussForUs.com. Do you think this will be a friendly race?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I hope so. I mean, I intend to do that. I have, never, if you know me, you know very well, I have a lot of integrity. And, I think Julie and I are very likable and are in the same circles. And I think people are going to have to really, at the end of the day, make a decision on who they think can get the job done better.
All right. Do you worry about a scenario where I'm told John Phillips picked up a petition yesterday at the city offices where you and Julie split enough votes that John Phillips or someone else, another candidate, third candidate, gets the majority of the vote?
Yeah, no, I'm really focused on my race and what I can do. And really, it's not about anything else for me. So it's really about what I can do for the community and hopefully the community can support me in my efforts through what I've done in the past and where I hope we can take this.
Carrie DeMersion Huss announcing her bid for Decatur mayor right here on this show. You can read the full story at nowdecatur.com. We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
Will be the first of many conversations over the next several months.
Yeah.
Things are getting interesting. Here's Jeff Daly with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Cloudy skies, chance for some showers and thunderstorms today, 81 your high. Clouds, 50-50 chance of showers and storms tonight, 69 the overnight low. Clouds, rain, heavy rain possible tomorrow, 73 your high. Clouds, more rain with heavy rain possible again on Saturday with a high of only 67. 71 right now at the studios in downtown Decatur, and your WSOY time is 7:25.
I'm Jen Wood from Moroa Lumber Company. At Moroa Lumber, we carry more than just top quality grade lumber. We feature high performing brands like Anderson, Wadena, CHI, and Milwaukee. We also carry composite decking, molding, and trim, siding materials, garage doors, Pratt & Lambert paint, and so much more. At Moroa Lumber, we offer free estimates and takeoffs on any job. Whether it's a small project or building your dream home, Moroa Lumber has the knowledgeable staff to get the job done. Visit us at moroalumber.com or give us a call, 794-222-222. 526.
While the temps heat up this summer, so do the events.
It's hot!
Newhoff Media and Limitless Decatur in Macon County have compiled the ultimate to-do list.
They expanded the number before you had to have a primary.
Yeah.
And if you had like over two when I ran, you had a primary. We had five, and they had. Yeah, this is going to be, and John could have been picking him up for somebody else, too, that he's encouraging to run.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah. I just told he picked up petitions yesterday. We'll see. I don't have any inside knowledge of whether he's running or not running. This should be an interesting, Mayor Julie Moore Wolf was the first female elected mayor of Decatur. Now you have two very strong female candidates. I don't know what that dynamic looks like.
I don't know. I know it will shape up to be an interesting race, and for Mayor Moore Wolf, if you win this race and you've kind of put a stamp of approval overall on how the people feel about you and the job you're doing, so the job she's doing is going to be up for election here.
Yeah, friendly or not friendly, that's what it's going to be, a referendum.
So it could be good for her.
Absolutely, if she wins. I think it'll be an interesting race. I've known both of them for a very, 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 very long time. It's one of those where I kind of feel like, well, I don't know, now one of you got to go out and earn my vote. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think also for people, there'll be a chance to discuss the issues more in depth this way. I mean, if you run unopposed, then how do you get out and deal with a lot of the questions that people have? So
interesting shakeup today. Podcast available at Nauticator.com or the Nauticator Facebook page, presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry. Jeff is standing by with the news. Back with more right after this.
WSOY News Time is 729. Well, as you just heard, Kara Demersian-Huss has officially announced her bid to become Decatur's next mayor. The 48-year-old business owner and mother of four says she spent her entire adult life committed to building the community in which she grew up, both professionally through business development and personally through the many local organizations she helps lead. As you just heard on Byers & Company, she says the reason she's running is that Decatur needs more than just a spokesperson. She said we need clear-cut leadership that will help guide the city manager and provide expertise to make sure progress happens. Demersian-Huss says the city needs someone who knows business from the inside so that when companies look to invest or grow in the community, there is someone at the table who understands. Demersian-Huss is a former president and current board member of the Economic Development Corporation of Decatur and Macon County, also current president of the Milliken Alumni Association and vice president of the Community Foundation of Macon County. Over the last two decades, the MacArthur grad has transformed her company from a startup into a multi-million dollar business. More news after Fox.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. Vice President Pence and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo say it's not them. Someone in the administration, though, writes anonymously in the New York Times, there are people working behind the scenes to protect the nation from the president and to protect him from himself.
The failing New York Times has an anonymous editorial. Can you believe it? Anonymous, meaning gutless.
President Trump says the Times should reveal who it is for national security reasons. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh takes more questions from members of a Senate Judiciary Committee today.
Democrats asked the most about a dozen times about executive power. They also had a lot of questions about guns, abortion, and health care. Republicans directed most of their questions to Kavanaugh's time at the Bush White House as staff secretary. They had questions about post-9/11 issues, privacy, the NSA, and also the independence of a judiciary.
Fox's Chad Pergam at the Capitol. There were more than 50 disruptions by protesters there and several arrests. Fox News. We report, you decide.
WSOY News Time, 731. About 1,000 emergency responders from around the state are focusing on cybersecurity and other safety matters during training this week. One focus of the 2018 training summit in the state capitol, sponsored by the Illinois Emergency Management Agency, is mass shootings. Another is securing critical infrastructure. Illinois National Guard Adjutant General Richard Hayes said cyberspace has become part of the critical infrastructure of everyday life, like sewer and electrical utilities. And because the systems were never designed to be closed systems, they're open architecture, and that has allowed nefarious actors, other nation states, terrorists, or cyber criminals to take advantage of the weaknesses. Hayes said the Illinois National Guard joins with other stakeholders with cyber protection teams to support the state's critical infrastructure through coordination, training, and advising. In sports, it was the St. Louis Cardinals taking the series. They edged out the Washington Nationals 7-6 in Washington, D.C. last night. Matt Adams homered twice against his former team. Meanwhile, Daniel Murphy and Kyle Schwarber homered to back a solid start from Jose Quintana. Cubs held off the Brewers 6-4 to avert a three-game sweep. Detroit Tigers routed the White Sox 10-2. Cardinals off tonight. We have Sport Talk with Mark Tupper and Tim Kaine. That's coming your way from 5 until 7. Your next news is coming your way at 8 o'clock. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom for Neuhoff Media, media made locally.
Hey, it's your friend Sean Hannity, and as you know, I am not afraid to be honest and say exactly what I feel. When it comes to selling your home, you need to know there are real estate agents out there that just rely on yard signs, well, and a few hundred dollars in marketing. I'm going to make this very easy for you and tell you the one agent whose marketing plan is in a whole different league than anyone else you will talk to. I'm talking about Glenda Williamson. She services Decatur and the surrounding area and attracts hundreds of buyers every week and sells a home on average every 34 hours. Now, because of that, she can guarantee to sell your home at an agreed price and deadline, or guess what? She'll buy it. Our national marketing plan got my attention, and you know what? She'll get your home the attention it needs to sell for the most money guaranteed. Now, if I lived in Decatur or surrounding areas and needed to sell my home, well, I would call Glenda Williamson. So call Glenda, 217-875-8081. That's 217-875-8081, or online at GlendaWillSellYourHome.com. That's GlendaWillSellYourHome.com. Go there, and you can start packing.
Wow, it's just like a lazy Susan in there.
I know.
Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
40% chance we'll see some showers, thunderstorms today with highs near 81 degrees. Tonight, still a 50% chance of seeing some showers, cloudy, and lows around 69 Friday. Looking at possible heavy rainfall with highs around 73 degrees. And then Saturday, showers again likely, possibly a thunderstorm, cloudy, and highs near 67 degrees. Right now, it is 71 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Tupper on Sports on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We'll be back with the City Hall Insider in just a couple of minutes. Right now it's time for Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, is the official first game of the NFL tonight?
It is. Yes, indeed. The NFL season begins tonight with a primetime worthy matchup. With the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles hosting the Atlanta Falcons in front of a sellout crowd that will see them unveil the first Super Bowl banner in franchise history. Not everyone probably even remembers, but Atlanta nearly knocked the Eagles out of the playoffs last year, coming up 2 yards short. So these are two legitimate Super Bowl contenders, and I was looking at the list of teams trying to think, you know, who might be in that game. You know, if you say New England figures to be in the mix because they always are, I think we've just got a wide open brawl this year. There's a bunch of teams, and there's always a surprise or two. Tonight's season opener kicks off at 7:20. That's an NBC game, WAND. But if you remember, Nick Foles rode to the rescue last season for the Eagles. He replaced Carson Wentz at quarterback when Wentz got hurt, and Foles will be a quarterback again tonight because Carson Wentz has not been medically cleared as he recovers from 2 torn knee ligaments. And while the Eagles are trying to become the 9th team to repeat as Super Bowl champs, the Falcons are trying to get to a Super Bowl that will be played in their home stadium this season in Atlanta. So tonight is the opener for these two teams and the league. Most everyone else will open on Sunday, including the Bears, who play the nationally televised Sunday night game at Green Bay. That will be the debut for the Bears' new defender, Khalil Mack. And then the first Monday night football offering will be a doubleheader with the New York Jets at Detroit, followed by the L.A. Rams at the Oakland Raiders. And that, of course, is John Gruden's debut and his return to the sideline as head coach of the Raiders. So we get going tonight, Brian.
All right, can't wait. On the other side of the break, we'll talk a little Cards and Cubs and a preview of tonight's Sport Talk with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports.
At Ameren Illinois, safety comes first. So before you start that landscaping project or install that new fence, call 811 to have underground gas lines and other utilities clearly marked. Because no outdoor project is worth getting hurt over. We're here to help get the job done safely so you can get back to enjoying your great outdoors. Ameren Illinois, energy at work.
All right, before the NFL starts tonight, let's get back to baseball.
Well, the reacquisition of former and now current Cardinal Matt Adams paid off for St. Louis last night when Big City hit a pair of home runs in a 7-6 victory over the Washington Nationals. Matt Adams drove in 4, and Jairo Munoz also homered to keep the Cardinals on track. Jairo Munoz is a guy we don't talk about enough. There's a guy who kind of quietly has slid in and really helped the Cardinals when they've been shorthanded, can play on that infield and has done a good job, has hit for a pretty good average. I think he's in that mid-280s and hit some big home runs, driven in some runs. He's done a nice job for them. They've got a day off today before opening a season tomorrow night at the Detroit Tigers. The Cubs' challenge last night in Milwaukee was to bounce back from what might have been one of their worst games of the season on Tuesday when they had three errors. Their pitchers walked nine, and they got thumped by the Brewers 11-1. They really needed a starting pitcher to step up last night, and they got that behind the pitching of Jose Quintana, who went 6 2/3 innings. The Cubs beat the Brewers last night 6-4. Three hits each by Daniel Murphy and Ben Zobrist, and home runs by Murphy and Kyle Schwarber, as the Cubs won the series finale. The Cardinals leave Washington, and the Cubs arrive in Washington to open a series there tonight against the Nationals with a pretty good pitching matchup. Kyle Hendricks pitching for the Cubs against Steven Strasburg for the Nationals. You know, if you saw the end of the Cardinals game last night, you saw Carlos Martinez get a six-out save in his new bullpen role. I thought he looked as good as I have seen him in a while, and you wonder about his future. Is he a closer along with Jordan Hicks? Will he reemerge as a starter next year, or is he trade bait? I think he's one of the most intriguing players on that roster. I know that's all fodder for next season, but he could still play a big role in what happens this season as well. It's kind of interesting to watch him last night. Sport Talk tonight from 5 to 7. Tim Kaine and I will be in the studio. I know Joey Wagner from the Herald Review will be with us to talk some Illini football. We're certainly going to talk about Major League Baseball races, and obviously about that NFL opener tonight and the opening games on Sunday.
All right, we will see you tonight at 5 o'clock. Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, we'll get to the Seth McMillan, Andy Menar race. There's some interesting developments there, maybe or maybe not. And then also the Jen McMillan, Dan Hawkins race, which Paul writes about in the Tribune online, right after the Marquee Coffee break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discernible coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Career politicians are like cockroaches. Shine a light on them and they scurry. But for decades, the career politicians have scurried around the halls of the state capitol in Springfield, increasing your taxes, bankrupting state government, and giving more control to corrupt Chicago politicians. What's the only way to rid us of the cockroaches? By firing career politicians and hiring an outsider. An outsider like Seth McMillan.
I'm Seth McMillan. I'm an outsider, not a career politician, and I'm running for state senate. I own a small business, and I know what it's like to be responsible for the people you employ and their families. Our legislators have failed. They raised taxes, and they want to do it again. They refuse to pass a balanced budget, and they protect themselves by refusing to pass term limits and redistricting reform. We need citizen legislators, not career politicians in the Senate, and that's exactly what I'll be. I'm Seth McMillan, asking for your vote and helping us bring a new direction for Illinois. Paid for by Friends for Seth McMillan.
Tickets are now available for the Robin Vogel Memorial Dinner, Friday, September 28th at 6 p.m. at the Decatur Club. The event honors fallen Decatur police officer Robin Vogel and helps to fund the Robin Vogel Memorial Scholarship Program. The evening will include dinner and an opportunity to hear from TV personality Tommy Lahren, sharing her support for law enforcement. Tickets are $50 each or $80 for a couple, but only a limited number of tickets are available. Tickets can be purchased at Newhoff Media, located at 250 North Water Street in downtown Decatur. For more information, visit nowdecatur.com.
1 in 6 people in America go hungry every day, but fortunately, there's something you can do to help. Come by Hickory Point Bank's event in Central Park benefiting the WSOY Food Drive on Wednesday, September 12th from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Stop by in the morning and grab a coffee from Blue Brew, or at lunchtime, grab a famous beach house meal, with a portion of the proceeds going directly to the food drive. Drop off canned goods or make a donation. The need is large, but you can help. Wednesday, September 12th, Central Park. Hickory Point Bank invested.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We're back here on a Thursday. If you missed the announcement, Kara Demersian-Huss running for mayor. The podcast is available right now at nowdecatur.com and the Now Decatur Facebook page. All of our podcasts are presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. City Hall insider Paul Osborne is in the studios. We're talking about the races next spring, but let's get to what's happening in a couple of months.
Yeah. Yeah, soon be here.
Are you dreading? I think the Pritzker-Rauner thing and all the money that's going to be spent. I know I talked yesterday to Congressman Davis's office. They are diligently working to set up a local debate that we will be a part of, along with some other folks. I think Millikan University, the NAACP, maybe the Herald Review. So I know there will be at least one debate that we'll be broadcasting for that 13th congressional race. I'm more interested in what's happening with these state rep races and the county races, because I think that there's probably more impact on your day-to-day life. Not that Congress isn't important. I'm just really kind of done with everybody in Washington, D.C. I really don't think it matters who you send. Let's first talk about the controversy about Dan Calkins' unwillingness to debate. Now, I personally think if you told Dan there's a camera and a microphone somewhere, 2 a.m., he'd be there.
Dan would speak at an autopsy.
That's exactly right.
He was there.
Yes.
In fact, Dan was in yesterday about some advertising for his campaign.
So
we just had a chance to chat about some of this, and because he got upset when, a couple of weeks ago, his opponent issued that challenge to debate, and Dan could select the place or any time. And Dan said, she sent it to me that night, and said she'd released a news release the next morning before I had a chance to respond. So he sent me the text of his response to her.
Okay.
Which sounded pretty reasonable.
Yeah. These old political tricks, do they work anymore? I think it just turns people off. On both sides. That she's running as a Democrat. But then on the other side, I just heard the commercial that Seth MacMillan's running about the cockroaches. Yeah. I mean, maybe it's just me and I'm...
No, it's not you. Well, maybe it's two of us.
Okay, maybe it's just us.
But you start calling, I think John McCain set the example when that woman tried to get him to say something bad about Obama.
Yeah.
He said he's a decent fella. We just happen to disagree on some issues.
I think people react to that more now than ever. I really do.
I think it used to work. It doesn't work anymore.
Yeah.
I really don't think it does.
Now, at the same time in that race, I was reading from Mark Maxwell, who is at WCIA, that Republican state Senate candidate Seth MacMillan failed to disclose a series of small no-bid contracts that his landscaping company secured with the Taylorville School District during a period of time when he sat on the district school board, according to documents obtained by WCIA. At the time, I did not view that as a conflict, MacMillan said. On Tuesday, without providing any evidence, he claimed that he only charged the school district for materials and labor, did not collect a profit. He did admit, however, that it was an oversight and it was a mistake on my part. State law requires public officials to disclose business relationships to the public each year. Penalties for willfully failing to disclose an arrangement can be as high as a $1,000 fine or jail time. He served on the Taylorville School Board from 2009 to 2017. During that period, his company, MacMillan Landscape Company, invoiced the school district for charges totaling at least $7,196. At no time did MacMillan report that income to the county clerk. Now, is this a story? Is this not a story? Is this a guy just trying to help out the school district in a small town? How in the world did WCIA find out about this?
I don't know. You have to really dig for that, or someone probably told him.
Somebody ratted him out on his school board,
maybe,
right?
Maybe someone who wanted the contract or something like it.
Yeah.
A Democrat dug it out and said, "Hey, you need to check on this."
Yeah,
and it was a mistake. I mean, certainly in retrospect, it was a mistake for him to do that, even in charging just for materials and that, because it should have gone out to the lowest bidder on a competitive bid.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I think we're going to see, unfortunately, a lot of this stuff come up probably 30 days, 45 days before the election.
Yeah,
because they won't use it early.
Senator Menard said, "This is a simple thing. If you have a relationship with the unit government, you have to disclose it as a candidate. It's not hard. It's not something that oftentimes gets botched by candidates." I don't know. Is this going to cause you to vote or not vote for Seth MacMillan one way or the other?
No. It really doesn't. Well, I think Seth MacMillan accused Eddie Menard, he says he's so much for education. Well, he was responsible partially for closing down a school, like in the district. I didn't really get all the gist of that, but apparently his vote somewhere along the line closed the school. Maybe the school didn't have funds. I'm not sure. But
yeah,
this kind of thing is going to, like Seth MacMillan jaywalked, Andy McNair, he got a parking ticket the other day.
I know, but I did. Career politicians are like cockroaches. Shine a light on them and they scurry. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. I take offense at that. I whether I vote for Andy Menar or someone else, with Seth, I take offense at commercials like that. I think the public is sick and tired. They're just wore out of commercials that are so negative.
Yeah, and I also don't think that $7,000 over 8 years, you know, with the school district board you're serving on. I mean, I could see how you make that mistake, I guess. I don't know that that's a character question.
Well, if it was $250,000, it might be a little bit different.
Now, he says, and I have no reason not to believe him, that he just did, you know, materials and labor. He didn't collect any profit.
Probably saved money for the school board. Yeah. So that's the other side of it.
Yeah. So there you have it. Were you a little surprised? Let's go up north a couple hours that Mayor Rahm Emanuel is not running for reelection.
Yeah. I just thought he was.
Let me run through this list of candidates that are left in the wake of this, right? And you tell me who's got a shot. You got Bill Daley. You got Chuy Garcia. You got Valerie Jarrett, Jerry Joyce, Lori Lightfoot, Gary McCarthy. Gary McCarthy, by the way, this is what We Ask America flash poll, is leading the whole pack with 16.8%. He's the former police chief under Rahm Emanuel. Susana Mendoza, Rick Munoz, Tony Preckwinkle, Paul Vallis, Willie Wilson. Any of those grab you?
Not yet.
But, man, that thing's now wide open, right?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, if you got to, I don't know if she's actually going to do it, but you keep your eye on Valerie Jarrett. That's President Obama's person. And, you know.
Well, she got a lot of free advertising.
Yeah.
Roseanne. Probably a lot of people didn't remember her name before that.
Absolutely right. So there you have it. So I was a little surprised, to be honest with you. I don't know what that will shape up to be. Gary McCarthy, I think there's a lot of people that feel like the mayor's office covered up bad behavior by the Chicago Police Department, and the video was released, after these lawsuits and just the constant homicides and everything going on there. I don't know that the police chief has, if that gives him any sort of advantage or not, but I think people felt like he got thrown under the bus for the mayor's behavior.
Yeah, and those people that will certainly support him because of the way they feel he was treated as a result. It just seems like that's a whole can of worms up there when you start looking at that. Like, how do people in Chicago analyze any of this?
I don't know. You look over Rahm Emanuel's tenure there as mayor. I mean, they have gotten a little bit more of an economic footing. I mean, they're not all the way there, but they're it wasn't his problem that, I mean, he's not the one that overspent them into oblivion. You know, that was the Daley administration before him. You know, he had to close some schools, which were not popular at all, but I think he made the right decision. You just couldn't keep schools open based on the population of kids you had. I mean, he got some stuff done. I don't know, as a mayor of a city that size, if you're ever going to be considered a great mayor anymore.
Well, yeah, there's so many issues, and you have so many people that are targeting you to take you down. I don't care what you do. Great or small, you probably never get the credit you deserve in a city that size for anything that you do, because there's always something else that should have been done.
Yeah, and it's such a machine. You talk about, we were talking about this earlier with Kara Demersian-Haas, who announced earlier on the show she's running for mayor. Can you imagine being mayor of Chicago?
Yeah.
And all those aldermen.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, some people, they have some cities, 26 aldermen.
And everybody's fighting over that, six-block area,
Those mayors are probably drinking right on the job.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't envy anybody as mayor of Chicago. All right, well, we've got some interesting races shaping up here locally. We've talked about this before. Now it looks like you have two, with the potential maybe three mayoral candidates so far. We'll see on the third. You've got, Kara alluded to some folks talking about running for council. I'm assuming she's having these conversations. She's probably hearing more than maybe you and I are about people's potential runs.
Well, I'm sure that Kara and Julie both are talking to people that they would like to see on council, people that they've known for years, people they've worked with, and probably saying to them, I'm going to run for mayor. I could really use you on that council. There are three seats going to be up for election besides the mayor's seat. I mean, there's enough to enact some change there,
right,
if you join me. So I think that probably is going on both sides here. And I think Julie will run a strong race for that reason. She is contacting people, and she always does this, I think, even when she was a council member, trying to build council members that can see the big picture and move on. And Kara apparently is doing the very same thing, and you'd expect her to.
Yeah, and we'll see. I feel like maybe there's a chance this is all going to be an interesting race in the spring. We'll see what happens. Quick break, back with more to wrap things up with the City Hall Insider, Paul Osborne. Here's Lindsay. That's wrong microphone. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today we have a 40% chance we could see some showers, thunderstorms, cloudy and highs near 81. Then for tonight, 50% chance of showers, cloudy and lows around 70 for your Friday. Showers, thunderstorms, possible even some heavy rainfall with highs near 73. And Saturday, showers, thunderstorms, likely highs near 67 degrees. It's 71 degrees right now in downtown Decatur.
At HSHS St. Mary's Hospital and HSHS Medical Group, we recognize the importance of time when a stroke occurs. We are a nationally certified advanced primary stroke center, so we are prepared to help you during those crucial moments. Within seconds of arriving at St. Mary's Emergency Department, patients with stroke symptoms receive an evaluation from our specialists that result in a quick diagnosis and course of treatment. As your recovery process begins, we develop an individualized treatment plan to help you on the road to recovery. Learn more at stmarysdecatur.com/stroke.
Since 1918, Decatur Daycare Center has offered its services to the Decatur community. That's 100 years of helping working parents and providing a safe and educational environment for kids. To celebrate, a 100-year gala will be held September 20th at the Decatur Club to benefit a lifetime of learning for the future. Tickets are $100 each and include dinner, a cash bar, silent auction, and entertainment. Reservations can be made at DecaturDaycareCenter.com or by calling 422-2044.
Wow! The remodeling of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World in downtown Decatur is finally finished. And to celebrate, we're having a big sale.
Dishwashers starting at $249, microwaves starting at
$79. Wow!
Ranges from $399, refrigerators as low as $449.
Wow!
Washers starting at $399, dryers as low as $399.
Wow!
Quality name brands you know and trust will be on sale. General Electric, Bosch, Frigidaire, Hotpoint, Electrolux, and Speed Queen. Most come with Appliance World's free 10-year peace of mind protection plan.
Wow!
Up to 50% off brand new clearance items. No interest financing available with approved credit, minimum purchase, and low monthly payments.
Come celebrate the new Dick Van Dyke Appliance World in downtown Decatur. Grand reopening sales in progress now at 134 North Martin Luther King Drive.
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. We stand behind what we sell. We offer so much more. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Thursday, good morning and welcome. City Hall insider Paul Osborne is in the studios. Earlier, we had HSHS St. Mary's Hospital had requested some time with us to talk about this ambulance service thing, and I've reached out to DMH this morning to invite Tim Stone in to talk about their side of this. This is one of those interesting things. I don't have a dog in this fight. I think competition is generally a good thing. Most people want a I like the fact that we have two hospitals. Two hospitals makes hospitals more affordable for everybody. When HSHS bought Decatur Ambulance Service and then DMH looked to bring their own ambulance service in, I mean, my gut tends to say, look, capitalism will sort this stuff out if there's enough demand, if there's enough whatever. I mean, you know, being overserved as a community by an ambulance service doesn't seem to necessarily be a bad thing for me. But this puts the mayor in an incredibly tough spot, right? I mean, because now she's a former employee of one hospital, now an employee of the new hospital. You know, that's a tricky thing that you didn't necessarily have to deal with being your own independent business owner.
Yeah, that's right. And I think there's always some criticism. I know Pat Legler worked for ADM, and there was criticism when anything affecting, and he tried to stay away from it when he was on council. But yeah, when you go from one.
It's hard for the mayor to stay away from something, though. It's one thing for a council member to sort of abstain from something because of an appearance of conflict of interest. It's tougher for the mayor to do that.
Yeah, yeah. That's true. I mean, you're the focus of attention. You're the leader of the council. You can, with that gavel, and you can direct the discussion in pretty much whatever way you want to.
Yeah.
And I think that's why it's tough to.
But do you have a take on this ambulance thing? I mean, I know the family was operated independently, right? Yeah. And they sold their business to HSHS St. Mary's. Now, DMH is saying, hey, we want to do our own service and we're underserved. We need more service. It seems an odd thing to be going to war over. I mean, I don't know. Most people call 911, and that's all through the dispatch center. And you would think it would be easier today than ever. to sort of ping locations and know where to send and coordinate all of this. And I don't know why the council couldn't just say, you know, if you bring this other service in, this is what you have to do, and everybody has to get along. And if we're overserved, we're overserved. I guess maybe I'm missing something in the argument.
Yeah, and if we're overserved, you know, it'll turn out that one of those services won't make it.
Yeah.
So I guess that would be the ultimate answer. But I don't know, in a city council, when you're dealing with something like this that's based on capitalism and competition, where do you step in? And where do you just leave your hands off of it and say, let it work itself out?
Yeah, those are the tough decisions. I'm not implying, by the way, anything about Mayor Wolf. I mean, you know, she's the mayor and she'll have to deal with it. I'm just saying that's when it can get in a city this size, when you want people to run that are in business. I mean, sometimes you're going to run into these things where it's got to be a tough spot.
Well, when I was mayor, I had threats of people going to withdraw their advertising and that kind of thing. And then I'd remind him, well, you haven't advertised much anyway.
Well, yeah, but you had a little more independence being your own business owner. I don't mean that as a pejorative towards the mayor at all. I'm just saying there's going to be times where you're in a tough spot.
Yeah, yeah, and I would think this would be a kind of a tough spot for her.
Yeah,
I would.
But, all right. Well, Paul, it's almost over. Can you believe how fast the hour flies? Paul Osborne, if you missed any of the show today, including the announcement of a second mayoral contestant, Karen Demersion Haas, announced officially this morning right here on this show she is running for mayor. You can check out the podcast at Nauticator.com, the Nauticator Facebook page, the Nauticator app. You can get it on iTunes, anywhere you find your podcast, presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry. We'll be back after the news. Don't go anywhere.
Get your news, weather, and sports now with the Nauticator app, available for free for iTunes and Google Play. Only with Nauticator and WSOY Decatur.
7:59. Good morning. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom. The Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central Illinois' mentoring program for DPS 61 is looking for mentors for incoming freshmen at MacArthur High School. Heading into its fourth year, the Mentor 2.0 program is designed for busy professionals with one email contact per week and one in-person meeting per month that will assist MacArthur students. Big Brothers Big Sisters needs 30 mentors for the 2018-2019 school year. The program aims to ensure most students will graduate high school and succeed in college or be prepared to enter the workforce. Decatur is one of 16 cities featuring the Mentor 2.0 program, which serves more than 3,000 people. According to Big Brothers Big Sisters stats, 75% of Mentor 2.0 students enroll in college. The first DPS Mentor 2.0 students will graduate this school year. For more information, get a hold of Big Brothers Big Sisters at 428-4240. More news after Fox.
Anonymous is gutless. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what President Trump says about the editorial some senior administration official wrote.
We have somebody in what I call the failing New York Times that's talking about he's part of the resistance within the Trump administration. This is what we have to deal with.
And for national security reasons, the president's demanding the Times reveal who that writer is. The vice president's office says it's definitely not Mike Pence, calling the op-ed amateur, and that both the paper and author should be ashamed.
The author going so far as to say White House officials are actively working against President Trump, writing, quote, President Trump is facing a test to his presidency unlike any faced by a modern American leader. The dilemma, which he does not fully grasp, is that many of the senior officials in his own administration are working diligently from within to frustrate parts of his agenda and his worst inclinations. I would know. I'm one of them.
That's Fox's Jackie Ibanez. Skeptical Democrats get another chance to question Brett Kavanaugh today, day three of the Supreme Court confirmation hearing. Fox's John Decker's live at the Senate.
Brett Kavanaugh is set to face a second round of questions from the Senate Judiciary Committee, with senators getting 20 minutes each. Yesterday, Kavanaugh repeatedly said he didn't want to weigh in on cases that could come before the high court. The nominee is also likely to be questioned about his work on Ken Starr's independent counsel investigation of former President Bill Clinton and his time working in the White House under former President George W. Bush. Yesterday, Kavanaugh said he wouldn't say whether a president could pardon himself or must comply with a subpoena. Dave?
John, a big recall from Ford. 2 million pickup trucks over a problem with seatbelt parts that could catch fire. There are nearly two dozen reports of smoke or fire in the U.S. or Canada. The trucks are F-150s, model years 2015 to 18. Another drop in unemployment. First-time jobless claims fell to 203,000 last week, the fewest in almost 49 years. Fox News, fair and balanced.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-597-0315. That's 800-597-0315. 800-597-0315. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
WSOY News Time is 8:03. Well, enrollment continues to see a steep decline at Southern Illinois University's Carbondale campus with nearly 12% fewer students this fall semester. The drop to 12,817 students follows enrollment declines of 7.5% in 2016 and 9% in 17. Carbondale enrollment about half of its 1991 peak of 24,869 students. The university's Edwardsville campus reported a 3.7% enrollment drop to 13,281 students. Carbondale campus saw a nearly 20% smaller incoming class. Chancellor Carlo Montemagano says a larger drop was projected before the SIU Foundation and the Alumni Association offered more financial support for new and returning students. University President Randy Dunn resigned in July after criticism over his proposal to shift $5 million in state funding from the Carbondale campus to Edwardsville. Well, for Matt Adams, a return to Nationals Park was just what he needed. Adams homered twice against his former team who traded him last month. Marcell Ozuna tied his career high with four hits. Cardinals held off the Washington Nationals 7-6 last night. It was the Cubs over the Brewers 6-4 to avert a three-game sweep, and the Tigers down the White Sox 10-2. Cardinals are idle tonight. We have Sport Talk with Mark Tupper and Tim Kaine. That comes your way from 5 until 7 this evening. Your next news is coming up at the bottom of the hour. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom. For Neuhoff Media, media made locally.
Fall home improvement projects are easier with a home equity loan from Land of Lincoln Credit Union. With no closing costs and easy access to your money, borrow against the equity in your home to pay for things like new gutters, roof repair, room additions, and more. For a limited time, they're offering an introductory rate of 1.9% APR for the first 6 months, fixed rate after as low as 4.5% APR. To apply, visit llcu.org. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Housing Lender, other qualifications may apply. Land of Lincoln Credit Union. Bank on learning more.
At HSHS St. Mary's Hospital and HSHS Medical Group, we recognize the importance of time when a stroke occurs. We are a nationally certified advanced primary stroke center, so we are prepared to help you during those crucial moments. Within seconds of arriving at St. Mary's Emergency Department, patients with stroke symptoms receive an evaluation from our specialists that result in a quick diagnosis and course of treatment. As your recovery process begins, we develop an individualized treatment plan to help you on the road to recovery. Learn more at stmarysdecatur.com/stroke.
Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
40% chance.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
40% chance.
Just felt like saying good morning.
We'll see some showers today. Cloudy skies, highs near 81. Then for tonight, 50% chance of showers, thunderstorms, cloudy, lows around 70. For your Friday, showers, thunderstorms, could even see some heavy rainfall tomorrow with highs around 73 degrees, cooling off even more on Saturday with showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm with highs near 67 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 73 degrees.